much does it cost for a pirate to get his ears pierced?
A buccaneer.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A pirate and a sailor were exchanging stories. The sailor pointed to the pirate's peg leg and asked, "How did you get that?" The pirate said, "I wrestled a shark and lost me leg." The sailor pointed to the pirate's hook and asked, "How did you get that?" The pirate said, "I fought Redbeard's crew and lost me hand." The sailor pointed to the pirate's eye patch and asked, "How did you get that?" The pirate said, "A bird came by and left dropping in me eye." The sailor said, "That's not as impressive as the other two." "Aye," the pirate answered, "it was me first day with the hook." Well, speaking of pirates has me thinking of the gigantic sunken treasure found aboard the San Jose. It's been all over the news. In 1708, the San Jose was sunk by British warships off the coast of Colombia. 600 men were aboard. Only 11 survived. The Spanish galleon's booty included 11 million gold coins, 200 tons of silver, emeralds, and pottery, now valued at 17 billion. Dubbed the Holy Grail of shipwrecks, the 316-year-old vessel was discovered in 2015. Colombia will invest more than 1 million in the recovery process. Reading about it reminds me of Treasure Island and dreams I had of adventure and uncovering great wealth. Experts believe the oceans still hold $60 billion worth of sunken treasure, and countless bounty hunters have given their lives in search of it. The world's deepest gold mine, the Panang Mine near Johannesburg, South Africa, reaches 4 kilometers into the earth. It produces about 250,000 ounces of gold a year. That's $810 million, but interestingly, it's almost exhausted. They're 8 years from calling it quits. The Bible says that God's riches go far deeper than that. In fact, they're inexhaustible, immeasurable. Romans 9:23 mentions the riches of God's grace, which he lavished on us. Such riches do not run out. They are unending, eternal. Last week, I was met at the bank by Bill Anderson, the manager. Bill motioned me into his office, pulled out a comfy chair, and said, "Sit down, Calloway." I did. He said, "Have I got a deal for you?" I'd heard those words before, but he wasn't kidding. "You've made some unbelievably bad investments, you know." I know, I smiled. "I started out with nothing, and I still have most of it." He laughed and continued, "I'd like you to tally up those blunders and the sum of your debt, and I'll pay it for you. And that's not all. I am authorized by the President of Colombia to transfer to your account the riches found aboard the San Jose." It was like someone moved my eyebrows 2 inches up my forehead. I looked that surprised. "What's the catch?" "There isn't one," he said. "All you have to do is accept it." And that's when I fainted. Sounds crazy, I know, and it is. It didn't happen. But this is what God has done for us. We transfer every sin, everything we've done wrong, to his account. And he transfers everything Jesus did right to ours. The catch? We accept it. This grace comes absolutely free, but we must have our hands open to receive it. Remember the hymn, "Marvelous, Infinite, Matchless Grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. All who are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive?" The San Jose's cargo is being called the most valuable in human history. I beg to differ. The riches of God's grace are infinitely better. Our debt is paid. We're forgiven. I guess that's why they call it good news.
When life feels heavy, sometimes the best cure is a little bit of laughter and hope. At Laugh Again, we're passionate about spreading the life-changing grace and hope of Jesus. Your support helps us share this joy and the gospel message with so many in need. Will you partner with us this month? Donate today at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.